Pope Benedict made an appeal for Iraq at the end of Palm Sunday Mass. Chris Altieri has this report.
Basta con le stragi, basta con le violenze, basta con l'odio in Iraq.
Enough with the massacres. Enough with the violence. Enough with hatred in Iraq. This was the cry issued by Pope Benedict XVI at the end of the Passion Mass on Palm Sunday in commenting on the death of the Chaldean Archbishop of Mosul, Paulos Farai Rajo. The Archbishop had been kidnapped by fundamentalist groups in Iraq and found dead following information given by the kidnappers a few days ago. He had been very sick and was in need of medicine.
Desidero ricordare il compianto Arcivescovo di Mosul dei Caldei, Monsieur Paulos Farai Rajo.
The Pope recalled Archbishop Rajo's beautiful witness of faithfulness to Christ, to the Church, and to his people, whom he had not wanted to abandon in spite of many threats. The Holy Father also issued an appeal to the Iraqi people, who for 5 years have been bearing the consequences of a war that has provoked the disintegration of its civil and social life.
Amato popolo iracheno,
dear Iraqi people, said Pope Benedict, hold your heads high. Let yourselves be the first rebuilders of your national life. The Holy Father prayed that reconciliation, forgiveness, justice, and respect for civil coexistence among tribes, ethnicities, and religious groups be the harmonious path to peace in the name of God.
Gruppi religiosi, la solidale via alla pace nel nome di Dio.
In his homily following the chanted gospel reading, which on Palm Sunday recounts the Lord's passion and death, Pope Benedict urged the faithful to follow God with the innocence and purity of a child's heart. To recognize God, said Pope Benedict, we must abandon the pride that dazzles us, that seeks to push us away from God.
Dobbiamo imparare a vedere con un cuore di bambini.
The Pope went on to say we must learn to see with a young heart, a heart that is not blocked by prejudice and blinded by interests. The Diocese of Rome and Catholic dioceses throughout the world also hold celebrations to mark World Youth Day on Palm Sunday. In English remarks to the faithful at the end of Mass, Pope Benedict looked forward to the high point of World Youth Day celebrations, which are scheduled to take place in Sydney, Australia, in July of this year.
I welcome the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors here this Palm Sunday, when we acclaim Jesus, model of humility, our Messiah and King. In a special way, I greet all the young people gathered in Rome. I am looking forward to seeing many of you together with thousands of others from across the globe at World Youth Day in Sydney. Today, I wish to recognize the preparatory work being undertaken by the Australian Bishops' Conference together with Cardinal Pell, Archbishop of Sydney, and the organizing staff. Similarly, I wish to acknowledge the spirit of generous cooperation shown by the federal and the New South Wales governments, as well as the residents and business people of Sydney.
Pope Benedict asked the faithful to pray that World Youth Day will be a time of deep and lasting spiritual renewal for young people, and called all the faithful to embrace the transforming power of God's love expressed in Holy Week.
May the great events of Holy Week, in which we see love unfolding in its most radical form, inspire you all to be courageous witnesses of charity to your friends, your communities and our world, upon each of you present and your families, and invoke God's blessings of peace and wisdom.